In 1925, a sneezing 23-year-old fled to a barren North Sea island, desperate for relief from hay fever. What Werner Heisenberg discovered on Helgoland would prove far more explosive than the 3,997 tons of dynamite the British would later detonate there. Between climbing rocks and memorizing Goethe, he cracked open a mystery that still haunts us. What if the solid reality we experience is just a comforting illusion? Heisenberg's radical insight was deceptively simple. Stop asking where an electron is when nobody's looking. Focus only on what you can actually measure, the light emitted when electrons jump between energy levels. This wasn't just a mathematical trick. It was a complete reimagining of reality itself. Instead of tiny planets orbiting nuclei, Heisenberg replaced physical variables with matrices, arrays of numbers representing quantum leaps. Working with Max Born and Pascal Jordan, this approach perfectly predicted experimental results. Einstein called it a calculation of real witchery. The brilliance? This boy's physics, developed mostly by scientists in their 20s, has never been proven wrong, not once. It powers everything from your smartphone to medical imaging, yet it fundamentally challenges everything we think we know about existence. Months after Heisenberg's breakthrough, Erwin Schrödinger developed his wave equation during an alpine getaway, treating electrons as waves. But Heisenberg spotted the flaw. Waves spread continuously, yet electrons always appear as discrete points when detected. The double-slit experiment proved both. Interference patterns like waves, yet individual particle impacts. The debate turned vicious. Heisenberg dismissed Schrödinger's visualizations as crap, while Schrödinger retorted that electrons don't hop about like fleas. Max Born resolved the standoff. Schrödinger's wave function wasn't the electron itself, but the probability of finding it somewhere. Like a weather forecast predicting rain, it calculated likelihoods, not certainties. This interpretation earned Born the 1954 Nobel Prize and completed quantum theory's three pillars: observables, probability, and granularity. Reality wasn't just stranger than we imagined, it was stranger than we could imagine. For nearly a century, brilliant minds have proposed increasingly bizarre explanations for quantum mechanics, all trying to answer one maddening question: why do quantum objects behave differently when observed? The many worlds interpretation suggests reality branches with every observation. When Schrödinger's cat sits in its box, the universe splits, one world with a live cat, another with a dead one. Hidden variables theories propose electrons have definite positions all along, guided by invisible waves we can never observe, preserving determinism at the cost of accepting an unobservable reality. Physical collapse theories suggest spontaneous mechanisms prevent quantum superpositions from persisting in large objects, explaining why cats quickly become either alive or dead. Cubism treats the wave function as a calculation tool, reflecting our knowledge, abandoning claims about underlying reality, yet it awkwardly anchors everything to an observer standing mysteriously outside nature. Each interpretation demands accepting something outlandish: parallel universes, invisible guiding waves, spontaneous collapses. But what if the problem isn't quantum theory, but our stubborn insistence that reality must consist of independent objects with fixed properties? The relational interpretation proposes that properties emerge through interactions, not in isolation. Quantum theory describes how physical entities manifest to each other. Consider color. When you observe a butterfly's wings, light particles, your eyes, and your brain form an intricate web of entangled relationships, creating the experience of color. From my perspective, you and the butterfly become entangled. Even after it flies away, our answers about its color match. The radical consequence? Facts can be real relative to one observer, but not another. If you're Schrödinger's cat inside the box, you're definitely either alive or dead. But for someone outside who hasn't interacted with the system, you exist in superposition. Both situations are simultaneously true, each relative to different observers. Reality is woven from discontinuous events rather than permanent objects with absolute properties. An electron's existence isn't a continuous line through space-time, but a series of discrete manifestations, punctiform, discontinuous, probabilistic, and always relative to other systems. Objects become nodes where relationships meet. The world is a sophisticated perspectival game of mirrors reflecting each other, phantasmal yet undeniably real. Entanglement represents quantum mechanics' most bewildering phenomenon. When two particles become entangled, measuring one instantly determines the other state, regardless of distance. Einstein called this spooky action at a distance, and experiments have verified it countless times. The apparent mystery stems from neglecting a crucial fact. Correlations between objects exist only in relation to a third object. Reading these words entangles your eyes with the page, your brain with both, creating correlations that persist and propagate. Far from rare, entanglement happens in any interaction when viewed externally. All information about the world exists in these correlations. Since properties are relative, everything exists only within this web of entanglement. Yet there's consistency. If you tell me the butterfly's wings were blue, I'll see them as blue too. This consistency repairs the fragmentation of perspectives and grounds our shared reality. The relational interpretation echoes 2nd-century Buddhist philosopher Nagarjuna's central thesis, "Nothing exists independently." His perspective illuminates the quantum world, where properties exist only in relation to other physical systems. Nagarjuna uses emptiness to describe this absence of independent existence. Things are empty of autonomous existence, existing only through dependence on something else. Just as a dragon seen in clouds exists only through the interaction between cloud shapes and mental processes, everything arises from encounters with other things. Nagarjuna radically argues that even the self doesn't exist independently. Seeing a star is merely a component of interactions conventionally called self. Unlike Western metaphysics seeking primary substance, Nagarjuna suggests no ultimate substance exists. Emptiness itself is empty of essence. His thinking provides a conceptual tool for quantum relationality by showing interdependence requires forgetting autonomous essences entirely. These insights from ancient Buddhism suggest that the relational nature of reality isn't just a quantum peculiarity, but a fundamental aspect of existence that human wisdom has glimpsed across millennia. The quantum revolution reveals physical reality isn't solid substance, but woven from relations. A stone is actually swarming quantum entities, where probabilities fluctuate. If the physical world is fundamentally relational, consciousness becomes recognizable as part of that whole. We live in a world of meanings. Words signify beyond themselves. Thoughts refer to absent objects. How does meaning emerge from physics? Living organisms maintain correlations across time and between internal and external states. Some correlations have survival value, detecting falling rocks or glucose gradients. This relevant, relative information forms the physical foundation of meaning. Our visual system actively predicts what we should see, only processing discrepancies. Perception is confirmed hallucination. We dream an image based on prior knowledge and correct it with sensory data. This mechanism extends to science itself. The distance between mental and physical worlds diminishes when we recognize both are fundamentally relational. Heisenberg's conceptual explosion reveals an interconnected reality where nothing exists in isolation. Everything is defined by its relations, and boundaries between mind and matter, observer and observed, self and world become increasingly permeable.